Blackstone Audio presents To Beguile a Beast by Elizabeth Hoyt. For my husband Fred and the 20 marvelous years we've had together, even if they did come with rocks in my downstairs sink. Prologue. Once upon a time, long, long ago, a soldier was hiking home through the mountains of a foreign land. The way was steep and rocky. Black and twisted trees clung to the edges of the path, and a cold wind blew bitterly against his cheeks. But the soldier didn't hesitate in his stride. He had seen places both more fearsome and stranger than this, and few things had the ability to make him shiver any more. Our soldier had fought most bravely in his war, but many soldiers fight bravely. Old, young, fair of face, and those whom misfortune stalks, all soldiers go to battle the best that they are able. Often it is more a matter of luck than justice that determines who shall live and who shall die. So in his courage, his honour, his very virtue, our soldier was perhaps no better than thousands of his fellows. But in one respect, our soldier was very different. He could not tell a lie. Because of this, he was called Truth Teller. From Truth Teller. Chapter 1. Now dark began to fall as Truth Teller made the crest of the mountain and saw a magnificent castle, black as sin. From Truth Teller. Scotland, July 1765. It was as the carriage bumped around a bend and the decrepit castle loomed into view in the dusk that Helen Fitzwilliam finally, and rather belatedly, realized that the whole trip...